Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team trading podcast, here with our trading expert Jake. How are you, man? How is La Liga Team of the Season treating us?
It's treating us really good. I feel like right now EA is making up for content during Premier League Team of the Season, because during Premier League Team of the Season, EA didn't really give us much, right? They gave us the upgrades that were kind of standard, but for La Liga, for example, they've done some amazing things. We only got a few player SBCs as well during Premier League. We've already exceeded that for La Liga. And then they did some really cool stuff, like an 85 plus player pick from the league specific. They didn't do that for Prem. They have the 80 plus picks for this, which is really, really fun. They did an 85 times 5. And then they have the La Liga upgrade, which is one of three La Liga players rated 80 overall or higher. I hope they continue this trend, because this is, to me, what Team of the Season is about. And it's fun for people to smash these out and hope for packing them. And you can tell by the prices of the La Liga team and people's accounts that they're broke right now. And these La Liga Team of the Seasons are crazy cheap because people are packing them so frequently, whether it be icon swaps, whether it be 85 times 5, 85 plus pick, 80 plus picks. They're getting them a lot. So it's really diminishing their value and it's making them really affordable. What do you think so far of this team, Florian, and the La Liga promo?
Yeah, so definitely EA made some changes compared to Premier League. First of all, some of the stats of these players are very high, and the difference in rating is very high. For example, I counted 11 out of 14 players have more than 90 pace.
Wow.
Which is a lot for a full squad.
Oh, for sure.
Except Casemiro and I think someone on the bench. All of them have more than 90 pace.
Except
Moreno.
Yeah.
So that's a lot. So first of all, that. Second of all, a lot of player SBCs during the week, which we didn't have for exactly what you said. We didn't have for Premier League. So people were more eager to make them because they had where to put their father in.
Yep.
We got icon swaps. We got icon SBCs. So a lot of content. I think it's the best time to, if you are not bored already, it's the best time to play FIFA this week.
For sure, yeah. And on top of that, we did get Icon Swaps 3 just yesterday, guys, and that brought up a whole new wave of content, and that looks pretty good. We'll get to that a little bit later. But yeah, this team this season looks really good. On top of all these cards, they did do Isak as an objective, and you know, I hear mixed reviews about him because he's pretty tall. He's got a different body type than a lot of people prefer to use. But, I mean, if you look at the base cards of this, it's pretty crazy. And it's definitely one of the better objectives we got this year, considering La Liga doesn't even have a ton of strikers, you know? Let's see if this pops up here.
I think he was, I don't remember if he was popular also last year, but I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And also this year at the beginning a little bit. So a great objective to be doing. I didn't do it myself. I will do it in the next days.
I know. I keep thinking like I gotta do it, but right now, like we were saying, there's far from a lack of content. So I was grinding some icon swaps. People are doing Carvalho and Souza. But my point was that they did him as an objective and Carvalho, who are two, again, very, very, very good cards. So it's been really impressive what they've done with this La Liga team. And ignore the comparison, but that Carvalho is really nice for free, right? He's not any worse. In my opinion, he's better than Casemiro. So if you guys are looking at a trading perspective too, the one thing that I would kind of avoid from this La Liga team is really trying to flip is the midfielders, because we have, not only do we have a couple cheap options in Casemiro or Llorente who people will use, some people will slot Fekir there for chemistry, right? Start him as a CM or something. De Jong's a little pricey, so I don't count him in there. But we also have Carvalho and then Coutinho. And Coutinho was done really heavily, right? That SBC came out. He was like 400, I think, and 30K at the time of release. He's up a little bit now because fodder was lifted yesterday. But incredible looking card, right? I mean, he's got exactly what you want in this game. He's lean body type, five-star skills, really high dribbling. And yeah, so I wouldn't try to flip midfielders if it was me personally, just because we're seeing a lot of good midfielder options come into play right now.
Yeah, and I wanted to add for Carvalho, he's also Portuguese.
Yeah.
So you can link him, remember, with Renato, with Ruben Dias,
Cancelo.
With Cancelo, Bruno Fernandes, a lot of Portuguese players, good Portuguese players this year.
Totally.
So free card, okay, free with time. But a very good, very, very good option. And what I'm doing personally with the objective cards, and maybe guys, you could do also that. I'm still doing them, even I will never use Isak in the game, but I'm doing them to use them as fodder for future good SBCs that will come.
Totally. Totally. So yeah, overall, I think La Liga has created tons of good options. And I think a lot of people are changing their team towards them. In terms of cards, some of you guys asked me what cards I expect to rise on Thursday from this stream, from this team. The big ones I expect to actually rise are Alba. He looks a little low to me at like 400k or like 370, 380k Xbox because he links with Coutinho. And he's really the best left back in that league. So, I mean, there's Bershish too, but people really have a strong desire for this card and can get Coutinho in easily with him. And then De Jong, you typically see like the best versions of the cards rise on Thursday or even Wednesday after the guaranteed because not many people pack them and they have high desire. So I think De Jong and Messi are the big three that will rise, as well as Varane too. Then the rest I think will kind of stabilize during rewards. Sometimes you see some fluctuations up or down slightly, but it's because they're packed a ton, right? Like Carrasco, Fekir, Navas, Koundé, they might dip a little bit and recover later into the day, but... those type of cards you do want to buy before rewards that have a good reason to rise.
Yeah, and about Varane, guys, I think this will be the best team of the season center back we'll have this year. I'm not expecting, I don't know if another player team of the season could be better than him.
Yeah, I don't think so. I was looking over Bundesliga options and they might only have like one or two center backs or maybe even just one. It might just be Hummels, so... yeah, a lot of people are going to use like Diaz, Varane, etc., the ones that have already come out. But yeah, this guy looks like a beast. I've only heard amazing things about him. Obviously, we know how good his gold card is in game, so seeing this team this season is a little bit scary, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still using his gold card. So.
Yeah, you can. I was using him this morning too in my icon swaps. I'm like, wow, this card's just overpowered so much.
Yeah,
but overall, I love what they've done with Team of the Season La Liga. I hope that they continue this philosophy for the future leagues, right, where they're doing an 80-plus pick. I think that's super fun. More upgrades, something like an 85-plus player pick from the league is so fun. I mean, imagine that for League One when you could potentially get Mbappe or Neymar. I don't see a reason why they would stop doing that. You know, it's almost mid-May. So the people that are playing are a hardcore demographic where it's just almost like feeding them good content. And it was reported, you know, that EA used Summer Heat to try to advertise for FIFA 21. So towards the end of the cycle, EA is really putting out their best of the best content to leave a good taste in your mouth and kind of promote the next FIFA version. So I hope they keep this up.
Yeah, and I wanted to stop a little bit here because... I know that these cards didn't do the same in the first day on Friday, Saturday as Premier League because a lot of people didn't have packs for saved for this league as they did for Premier League. So you said that maybe Wednesday evening or Thursday morning these cards could be at the lowest price. Would you expect the same, let's say, switching up on teams of people if they pack good cards from Reds or from Guaranteed?
Yeah, I think you do see that continued panic on Wednesday evening after we get the Guaranteed. So today is Tuesday, and we should get the Turkish Guaranteed today, probably like an 82 or 83 rated squad, low chem, you know, just something to do to get a team of the season. And then tomorrow we should see La Liga Guaranteed. And those are nice that they come out before rewards, so you know you're not going to get a duplicate later. I think that's a nice thing that they're going to do there. But yeah, I expect some panic on Wednesday night because people, you know, when they're guaranteed, are more likely to pack Koundé, Oblak, Navas, Casemiro, Llorente, Vasquez, Fekir, you know, and then they go buy players to link them in their team and go sell off the other cards that they have. So... Wednesday night you'll see that, and then you'll see another big wave of it on Thursday morning. And the only cards, and I'm talking about like exclusively the cards that pretty much did well last Thursday, were Premier League based. And we talked a little bit about that on stream, but the cards that did really well were some alternates to the expensive versions, right? So all of Rashford's specials, like this Rashford 88, last week he literally went up to 700k, which is absolutely like hard to believe, but he was 700k last week. So it kind of shows that people couldn't get the team of the season Rashford. They went down to go get the 88 and 89 and 86 versions. So it's absolutely crazy what happened, but a lot of the market stayed pretty low on Thursday. Only the prem stuff rose, so I expect pretty much the same this week.
And also remember, guys, for example, you get a lot of team of the season from this league, from League One, from La Liga, and maybe you want to also put there Messi because he's also a team of the season card, and you cannot really afford him, so you'll try to get a cheaper version of him. I'm thinking now at Messi because I know his team of the season card is very good. I have his loan card to put in friendlies, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's one of the best, the team of the year right wing version. He's one of the best cards. Of course, the striker one is also very good.
Totally. Yeah. And I kind of take that same approach, guys, what I was talking about with Rashford and Messi on Friday, because people saw this new Messi come out and he's a really beautiful looking card, right? He's got the +7 physical, +1 shot to 99 shot. And he's lacking in a couple categories, like pace, he's down a little bit. But this card, when he came out, this 98, was around 6 million coins for the first few hours. So people kind of panicked and they went and reverted back to this right wing version. So this right wing version went up from 2.8 million on Friday, and he went up to 3.3 million. So I made like 300K on this card. And that even happens a lot on top versions like that, where people were like, oh, shoot, I thought the striker would be cheaper. I'm just going to go buy this one back. And they go buy the same card they sold earlier that day, you know?
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you now, Jake, about maybe lower budget trades that people can do, because I would think that everybody is putting a lot of coins in upgrades, in SBCs, and they kind of have like 100k, 300k left. What do you think are some moves that they can do either this week, either maybe, I don't know, if Bundesliga comes Friday, what maybe they can do with a lower budget?
For sure. So I kind of want to talk about here the upgrade system. And right now, because we have so many upgrades out, the 81 plus double, 82 through 88, and then the two most popular, the La Liga Premium and La Liga Upgrade, what's happening is that it lifts the price of gold rare cards and gold non-rares. Right now, for an example, I think earlier today when I looked, any gold rare card was 1.5K minimum. So these have become pretty expensive for sure. And what happens is they tend to release upgrades on Sunday, and they've been really consistent. You see these are right around 1.5K-ish.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
on Sundays, they've been releasing upgrades, but on Friday and Saturday, they haven't been doing anything for lightning rounds. They've done no upgrade content. So kind of what happens is you get all these upgrades for the leagues and all these prices inflate, and then on Friday and Saturday, you have an opportunity to fill up your whole club super cheap, right? Like, you could get gold rares under 750 coins all weekend, and now you would have doubled your coins on whatever you had invested in. Maybe you hit a jackpot too, right, where something was also used in a daily SBC, or hit a solution and they went to 2K, for example, and then you're making almost three times your coins. So if you're low budget, I would literally fill up your entire club and transfer list with non-rares and rares on Friday and Saturday, because we should expect to see upgrades each week. And then two, if you also see cards dipping on Friday and Saturday, that's typically going to be the best buy day. You can get 82s for around a K or 83s for around 1.3K. And there's pretty much no risk there, because if they keep releasing these upgrades, like even 82s are going to go to 1.5K. So if you get them at a K, they easily have a chance to double to 2K for the rated SBCs. Like today, I expect that Turkish League guarantee, probably 82 rated, and you'll see some of these cards lift up in price. So super easy approach on a low budget, but it's been working wonderfully so far in Team of the Year. or team of the season, excuse me.
Yeah, and personally, I did a couple of moves this weekend, but it were very easy to do moves, and I will give you some examples, guys. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Thursday when the screen showed up the loading screen showed up with La Liga, some people were saying on Twitter they were guessing who might be in team of the season for La Liga. I know Simple Blue, I'm following him, and saying mm-hmm. some names. And he said Jesus Navas, he said Lucas Vazquez, and he said another one. And I said, if these guys are in team of the season, let me check their gold card prices. And I know Lucas Vazquez was 1.8, 1.9K.
Yep.
Jesus Navas was 4K. And till Sunday, they doubled in price because out of pack, they were out of pack. So I sold those. So you can also...
Yeah.
Do this if, let's say, a player is guaranteed to get into the team. With 15 picks in the team, is kind of hard to guess exactly the full team. But if some of them are guaranteed and they are very low on Thursday because everybody's opening packs, you can pick some of them on your club.
Yeah, exactly. Cards going out of packs are pretty much a no-risk move right now, and that also goes hand-in-hand with the upgrades, right? Like Navas, like Florian said, is a real SBC fodder card because he's 84 rated, correct, Florian?
Yeah, and I got a little bit lucky, I have to admit, because we've got also the 85-plus guaranteed a player pick. And, you know, a lot of people put their 84s, so he went up also. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's really good in there. But then even if you get, like, a gold card that goes out of packs, right? Like, they're bound to go up in price just because of the upgrades, right? They're getting taken off the market pretty much constantly. So that's a really nice low-risk, low-budget move for sure, too. I like it, Florian.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes for example, Thursday, I wasn't very, very eager to do a lot of things in FIFA. But when I saw these players on the market, I found them cheap, and I said, okay, let's put some of them there.
Totally. And then I think that will segue us really nicely to Florian into this icon swap mm-hmm. talk. And one thing I want to talk about with icon swaps is it's really hyped right now. It just came out yesterday, and that makes actually trading with the cards, really easy and really nice. So right now you can actually combine multiple icon swap objectives pretty easily. You can do the following options to do two tokens at once in squad battles. You can do UCL Portuguese players that will do two tokens at once in six games. You can do silver Eredivisie players that will do two in six games. Or you can do silver Portuguese players and that will do two in six games as well. So those kind of cards are holding a lot of value. Like, let's go look right here really quick on all silver, and then we'll go to Eredivisie. And basically, these cards are going to retain a lot of value right now. At some points, I've seen them rise above 3.5K. Right now, it looks like they're floating right around 3K. So, honestly, if you're low budget, go look to bid on these cards or snipe them and flip them. And like if you're sniping, you get some Eredivisie cards that pop up for 2K, you're making 500 a card. Or if you're bidding on them for 2K, you're selling at 2.8. Really, really nice. And then you can also do the same thing, like I said, with the silver Portuguese cards. Let's do this. And their minimum right now is 3K. So you can do that same approach by bidding and flipping them quickly. The other trend with these type of cards that you'll see, guys, is that they tend to dip a lot at night, like at midnight to 4 a.m. UK, they get really low because people stop playing objectives at night, right? Everyone's sleeping, and then they rise again like right now before content or in the morning. So that's a bunch of ways you can trade with objective cards right now, especially this first week during icon swaps when everyone is grinding them.
And two points here I want to add. One point is last night, guys, when icon swaps came out, I wasn't home, but what you could have done is check very fast these grouped objectives to see what you can group for the objective and think exactly what Jake said now, and okay, buy Portuguese silvers or buy UCL from Portugal and so on.
Exactly.
And you could have doubled easily the coins if you'd have bought in the first 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, and full disclosure, EA has been trending to do a lot of this stuff. They've actually doubled up on UCL French players before, and I think UCL Brazilians was the other one they doubled up on. So I was looking before icon swaps came out, because a lot of people asked me to kind of speculate on objectives, which is kind of hard to do because EA always has it in their power, right? And yeah. I actually thought they were going to do UCL, and I told my trading group this, I thought they're going to do UCL in Spain because there's so many cheap options. This one made more sense to me. So I told them, I'm like, if you guys want a club stock UCL Spanish players, they could really bang. But they did a UCL Portugal. So I was kind of frustrated with that because I thought UCL in Spain made more sense. And that's something they could do in the future too. And if that was just coming through research, I realized what they had done. I checked and some of the other leagues, some of the other nations didn't have enough of them. So to me, it was down to Portugal and Spain. So maybe they'll use this one next time because there's a lot of like Spanish cards under 3K. So everyone can build a team a little bit easier, you know?
So Jake, one thing that I saw, and I saw it today, was the fact that you can do two icon swaps and two of the objective players. So,
oh yeah, example, yeah.
You can do a silver Portuguese from Super League.
Yep.
And if you do this, you can do also the objective player from Super League.
Yep.
And you can do also the Carvalho from La Liga objective, because you need Portuguese. So you do two icon swaps and two objective players in squad battles in the same games, basically.
Exactly. So, and that's Souza, Carvalho, and then you get the essentially silver Portuguese team in the Super League player. So you literally get all that at once, like Florian said, is crazy.
Yeah. And those players, I checked them. I checked them right before the recording of the podcast, and those went almost extinct. Yep. I know there are a couple of them on the market, but the people who thought about that, like at the beginning, could have made like a lot of coins very fast. You need to think very fast, guys, when this kind of objectives come out.
Totally. And guys, we do recommend getting that done if you can. And yeah, those cards are like extinct, like Florian said. So if you buy them late at night and sell them on, a lot of people are like, that squad's going to be really expensive. And yeah, it is. But what people don't realize is that you can just sell afterwards. And sure, maybe you lose some coins, but it's losing a little bit of coins worth saving 3 hours or something. For me, it is, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And okay, you lose some coins, but you don't really lose too much of them, because okay, you don't sell them for 10k, maybe you sell them for 7k, so it's nothing.
Totally.
But tell me Jake, you didn't tell me, what will you choose between the icon swaps?
Yeah, that's a good question, Florian, and that's kind of what I wanted to segue to, is that the icon swaps that came out yesterday, I thought was incredible value. I thought it was really well done with the selection, and I think it's something people are excited for. What did you think about the release overall?
No, I think there are very good, a very good selection, something that we didn't have this year. Rio Ferdinand, Patrick Vieira, and all these, even the player pick icon moments and everything. It's very difficult. I mean, when you choose something, you don't choose the other part, and you're kind of sad because you cannot do all of them. Personally, probably I will take the safer option with the packs and with a moments card. I think that's like the safest option.
Yeah,
with all the packs and the moments pack. But I saw a lot of people that want to wait to get Vieira or Rio Ferdinand, which is an even better version, but I don't really want to wait 40 days or the time. Yeah,
that's exactly, Florian, I agree with you, and you said it so well, is that the icons are amazing, right? I think that Vieira, Puskas, Rio, and that's Moments version, and then Best are all really desirable cards, but the fact that I think the only one you can get during this set is Schweinsteiger, I think that's a little disappointing, because keep in mind, guys, we have weeks left of Team of the Season, so these icons that are featured are going to keep losing value. There's going to be great options coming in. People have already switched up their team a lot. So for me, I think the best options definitely look like these first three. You can get them done instantly, and you can go do a card like Coutinho for, I don't want to say free because it's time, but you know, without spending any coins because you can get so much fodder from these packs. You could do the 85x5. For me, it's just if you want like immediate satisfaction almost, or immediate coins or coin value, these three are the best. And I do recommend taking them strongly. I feel like you not only get a chance of Team of the Season cards, but if you don't get something, right now there are such good SBCs out you can. Or even if you get fodder and you go through it into like Moments Desai or Ferdinand, or I mean, excuse me, or Canton or something like that, you can do him immediately, you know? So if you're doing those kind of SBCs, you could go get Moments Desai done really easily. So that's my opinion. I would take the packs. That's definitely what I'm starting with.
And what I want to believe and to think, maybe I'm naive a little bit, but I would think EA will start with the weekly icons, icon SBCs. As we had Raul, Desai, and Cantona, I guess next week we will have three more. I would say if they were waiting for this to happen, and they started they turned on the well with the icons.
I agree, definitely.
So a lot of content, guys. We had, totally. I think we've got the most content in the last 2 days that we've got since the beginning of the game, because we matched also with icon swaps. So upgrade packs. You have a lot of things to do. I hope you guys still have players in your clubs.
I don't know if they will. I don't think many people do.
Yeah, because I would say a lot of people cleared their clubs with Premier League, and now they are like, oh, maybe I should have waited. Because even the upgrade packs for La Liga are better than the Premier League ones.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I think we covered pretty much a lot of things. I don't know if you want to add anything else, Jake.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say is for the higher budget trading, because I've been talking about this a lot recently, is that La Liga specials are super inflated. So I don't feel super comfortable buying at the current prices. And I think these lower budget ones are perfect examples. So Estupinan is a good left back link to a lot of the Team of the Seasons. And he's up from 20K already to 38K. So buying in at this price doesn't make me feel super good about it. Instead, what I would look for is when the guaranteed La Liga drops, you'll see panic on like the community team of the season, the Prem team of the season, different special cards that you could flip a little bit quicker. And just for one example of what I mean is, like, last week when we got the Prem team of the season guarantee, this Renato went down from 30K to 20K on PS, and he recovered pretty much up to the same thing that night. So he went from 30K to 20K. all the way back up to 30K within the same evening. So it's better to just kind of trade into that panic than invest for Thursday, in my opinion, because cards are just so inflated right now. You can also go look to get some Bundesliga specials. Like, I don't know if they're going to have many center backs in their team of the season, maybe Hummels, but you could go look to buy some Bundesliga specials and hold these into the Bundesliga team of the season.
Yeah, because this is a very good advice, because what I noticed is that the trend of buying specials for the leagues that have Team of the Season, it's earlier now.
Yeah.
For example, if you bought, I don't know, Hermoso before La Liga Team of the Season, you could have gained more coins in the meantime.
Yeah.
If you're waiting for the week, a lot of people advise it from before, so you're still buying at a good price, but you could have bought it even earlier. But that Agreed. That depends Agreed. To you.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, I think this is all for today, guys. Next week we have Bundesliga. I know we have a lot of fans for that league. And I think Liga NOS also. So let's see what Portugal gives us.
Definitely.
And Bundesliga. Stay safe, guys, and talk to you next time.
Later, guys. Have a good one.